American restaurants we didn't end.
Wasn't that what they do?
First off, I just want to say that I am so happy for our two seniors who have been on the cusp of this for 3 years, but didn't get the opportunity, and can't say enough about them as people. I've said that over and over again, but I mean, I've never coached two better kids in my life, and I'm just so happy for them, and obviously proud of the way they played too. I mean, Torrey Thomas and Keith Bolt, they played, I don't know, Torrey played 40, I know that. The three he hit was unbelievable. When Bucknell come back, and it just shows what type of young man he is. I have to give Bucknell, you know, I told our kids, we get up to 17, they were, you know, we were feeling good, and I told them, we got to buckle down, keep getting stops, and I knew Bucknell was not going to die. You know, all our games have been, with the exception of last year when Torrey got hurt in the first half, all our games have gone right down to the wire. It's been a great series against two groups of kids that are quality people. I mean, Chris McNaughton, Abe Babness, and Brown are just, you know, what can you say about them? We respect the heck out of them. We knew they were coming back. But I'm proud of the guys that they took the blow and kept on coming, and it's just been a fabulous year. It really has. I mean, we've won, with the exception of the Bucknell game down there, we've won just about every close game, and the Hofstra game. We've won just about every close game we've been in. It comes down to the seniors making plays, and today was no exception.
Were you concerned about fatigue at the point when you were playing those guys so many minutes tonight?
Well, you know what, Tom? Here was my thing, and I talked to Torrey and Keith, you know, yesterday about this. I said, Bucknell's going to substitute a lot. I know that. They're going to try and wear us down. And both of them said, Coach, this is our last shot. We want to be in there. You know, I kept asking Keith, you need a blow. And I knew he needed a blow, but he wasn't going to come out. I would have had to strangle him to get him out of the game. And Torrey, there's no way he's coming out. I mean, you know, he didn't want to come out last year with a chipped bone in his knee and a torn cartilage. He didn't want to come out last year. So I knew today there was no way that either one of these guys were coming out of the basketball game. He was cramping it. He was cramping at halftime in his calf, and he just kept pushing me and telling me that it was all right. Just like I said, I'm just so happy for both of them. It's just great. But like I said, a three hit. Let me tell you something. That takes. You got to have some testosterone going somewhere to make that kind of shot. He did. He really did. But that's the way he plays. No fear.
You guys hit your final 12 free throws with tired legs. Is that the story of the game there?
Yeah, I think it was adrenaline, and I think these guys were not going to surrender this opportunity. I think what it came down to, you know, and we knew Bucknell wasn't going to surrender it. I kept telling the kids in the timeouts, they're not going to give us this basketball game. If you want it, you're going to have to go take it and seize it. And, you know, I knew they were tired, and I was a little worried when I went to the free throw line, but I saw a look in his eyes, and I saw a look in Keith's eyes, and I was really confident. Tim's a very, very good free throw shooter. We were fortunate. We had the right guys going to the line, which was important. But look at Bucknell. Bucknell's 18 for 21. They didn't miss any shots either. With their 60 or 71% free throw shooting team, they made 18 out of 21. So it was both teams weren't going to give this game to either. And it's been that way for 4 years. There's been no giveaways. There's been no giveaways in this series.
Torrey, how hard would it have been for you to lose to this team again and leave school? Talk about what that would have been like to have to deal with that.
I'm glad I don't have to talk about it, really. But if I did have to talk about it, it's something that you feel like you defeated. You know what I mean? When you set out to be the best when you come into a program like this and you want to win, and if you were defeated, you know, four times from Bucknell, that would feel. But the determination and your work ethic makes it to where you don't have to lose, you know, fourth time. You might lose two or three times, but that next time, you're going to have to dig it out, stick it out, and that's what we did tonight as a team.
Sorry, I'm hearing that layup there at the very end of the section just kind of swarmed you. How did that feel, and did it sink in at that point?
It didn't sink in. It still ain't sinking yet that we won the game, you know, because my adrenaline is still going. The students are awesome. Being on spring break, coming back, full capacity. You just can't say enough about them all year. And we won all our games at Hart Center this year, which is a big thing for us. We wanted to protect their house. We knew Bucknell was going to be a tough opponent. They made their runs, but we will stand their runs by playing hard and getting rebounds in key situations. So, it's going to take me a couple more hours, but it's a good feeling right now.
How about you, Keith? How's it feel for you?
Well, I think I'm coming down off my high a little bit. I'm starting to feel the aches and pains right now. I need a nap right now. No, the feeling is unbelievable. To play our last game at Hart Center and have this result is just, and to be with Tori, when we were celebrating, I was like, where's Tori? I had to give Tori a hug. And, when we hugged it, I think we both started crying because, we've been here for 4 years together, and to win this with him in our last game on this floor, it's just, I can't even find words to describe it. But like he said, I'm still feel like I'm in a dream. Like I keep looking around, but this is amazing. Like, people say that small conferences, we have to win to get into the dance, and like it's not that big of, like, other teams get in whatever off at large bids, but for us, this is huge. This is like the pinnacle of my career. And the film is just unbelievable.
Ralph, in a game like this, you got to get something from everybody, obviously. And Bucknell was in the midst of a lot, and they did part of the way when they finally did miss. Vanderbond and Clifford got some, I think, two big rebounds apiece. Can you talk about that in terms of the whole effort?
Well, I told the guys before the game that rebounding was going to determine this game, and Bucknell did. I mean, they had 13 offensive rebounds. That's what I'm saying. They were missing, and when they missed shots, they went and got them. And I told the guys coming down the stretch, we have to rebound the basketball. The one that Alex got in the traffic was unbelievable. And he went up in between three guys and somehow connected with the basketball. I don't know how to, I was blocked out a little bit because I was down below, but I saw three orange shirts, and I saw a white shirt go up in between him and come down with the rebound. It was just a huge, huge rebound. And Tim got a big rebound at the end, too. And, but that's one of the things that we really noticed at Bucknell from watching film is how good they've become going to the offensive glass over the last month. They were really a tremendous offensive rebounding team. They were just relentless on the backboard. So, but that was a huge, huge rebound that Alex got. There's no question about that because it kind of put the clamps on the run.
Some pretty big footsteps to follow. Obviously, the last couple of years, Bucknell and the tournament has really made some hay, and you guys back a few years ago in Kansas. What do you tell the guys? Obviously, they're on a high right now, but how do you prepare them then?
Well, our attitude is the same way it is no matter who we play. We're going to go out and prepare and try and give ourselves an opportunity to win the basketball game. In the three NCAA tournaments we've been in, we've had an opportunity to win all three of those games. We come a little bit short. But we had an opportunity to win all three of those games. Marquette by four, Kentucky by four, and Kansas, right down to the last 5 minutes of the basketball game when they were, number one ranked team in the country. So my point being is that we're going to win. We're happy we're there now. We're happy we won this game. But tomorrow we'll start preparing, trying to get an idea of, look at Joe Lenardi, I guess, or I don't know who. But try and find out who we're going to play, get films on those people and start preparing. Because, just as Bucknell did the last 2 years and we did the first 3 years, we're going in to win a basketball game. And not just eight, we're going to go in and try and win every game we're in. And hopefully it'll be more than one. But we're going to go in and try and win this game. We don't ever surrender to anybody we play. We feel we have an option. We feel our defense just like, I think Bucknell and us, I said it's going into this game. We're mirror images of one another. Defense rules both teams. It's defense that gives both of us opportunities to win against maybe teams that are a little more athletic, a little quicker, whatever. We're going in and we're going to prepare our tails off and give us, like I said, try and give ourselves an opportunity to win a basketball game, the first game we play.
Keith and Tori, you talk about after Bucknell made their run to tie it, they never got the lead. How important was it?
Not be looking up in the scoreboard after being up 19 and not be trailing at that point that late.
Well, the one thing that we constantly talked about in huddles and before the game and halftime was staying in the moment and not looking back at
at past mistakes and now looking forward. And, you know, I think when they made their run and, you know, they tied it, we did that. We stayed in the moment. We didn't worry about, oh, we blew, you know, we blew a 19-point lead, or, oh, nah, they're, like, back on top of us now. Like, we stayed in the moment, and we got rebounds, we got stops, and we made our free throws, and we were able to push the lead back up. But I think just staying in the moment and having poise, I think our poise was really good tonight when they made that run at us. And we just stayed calm and confident, and we were able to push it back out and get to win.
Tori, were you intent on pushing the ball? I mean, when Keith rebounded and run, was that something you were mindset coming in?
Definitely, because Coach always tells me to push the ball, get it up, get easy baskets, and we know we're going to keep it, going to fill it in. Alex runs. Tim is not going to leave the 6-inch range in the half court. He's going to stay down the middle and duck in. But we on the, you know, seriously, we needed to get some baskets because they play a good, they slouch a lot and try to take away penetration. They're going to follow Keith a lot. So we wanted to get some, you know, fast break points, and that's what we did in the first half. Second half, we kind of didn't get to that a lot, and that's when they made their run. But we, like Keith said, we maintained our composure, and that's why we came up with the victory.
Sorry, that shot, you
have
3:15 left. You guys have 4 right in front of the bench. Where does that rank in your life, in terms of shots
you hit? That's high. That's got to be one of the highest because it helped, it propelled us to win the game. But I knew Castlebro was going to go under the screen, so Tim did a great job in burying them, and I had an open look. I just had to lock and load, and Coach always say, get it up. As long as it's up, it goes in. So, you know, up, never in. So I got it up, and it was just a shot that you have to take those type of shots when they're going under, because they knew that they were cut off my penetration. So it was just a shot that I needed to make.
Were you switching defenses when they were making their run? I didn't know she went so back. What were you doing? But that's asking you, Coach.
Well, yeah, we tried to switch defenses. I think we were in the red flag defense is what we were in. I think look, Bucknell made some great shots, and they made some great plays, and you know they got into the seams of our defense, which created some opportunities. And then you know I really think honestly, you know we were a little tired. I mean let's be honest about it. These guys, they knew they were going to play 40 minutes, and they probably exhaled a little bit. But you got to give Bucknell credit. We changed it. We went from matchup to a fist, which is switching man to man. We went to a three defense, which is a 3-2 zone. We tried everything during that stretch, and they just made some big plays and big shots. I mean, look at the shot Griffin hit with 18 seconds to go. And he hit another shot coming down on Pat. Gave them opportunities to stay in the game at the end of the game by hitting two huge shots. That's the way that kid is. You know, we lost the game down there because we left them open in the corner. I mean, we leave open, Keith challenged the shot. But, you know, so you got to give them credit. I mean, you know, it's so many times you say, well, what didn't we do during that stretch? Well, you got to look, you know, they're a good basketball team. They won 22 games this year. You know, not Joe Bag of Donuts. They're going to make their runs. And our games are always that way. But, you know, in the end, we got the stops we needed, which is what they have done to us in the past.
Anything else?
Yeah, talk a little bit about when McNaughton went out with foul trouble. It seemed like offensively that just threw them way out of sync. They couldn't do anything inside. Of course, Tim kept blocking everything that went up.
Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously we're going to approach things differently when he's in the game than when he's not in the game. But I actually thought when they made the run with the guards in the game. That's when they made their run. It gave us a lot more problems because Tim was having, no offense, Tim, but you know Tim was having to cover Brown in the middle of the defense, and that gave us problems. Then when McNaughton came back in, you know, he made those two duck in plays and kept the momentum going. But I really honestly felt that from our standpoint, that the guards that Pat employed in the game in the second half gave us more problems with Brown getting the ball in the middle of the defense, and also a couple times Castleberry and one time Badness they were throwing the ball to the middle of the defense, and obviously that's where we wanted to keep it out of. But with the quickness, we had to cover the three, so they made us extend more. I thought in the first half we had some good matchups because we could stay off a couple people. That, you know, Tyree, when Tyree's in the game, we didn't need to cover him on the perimeter. So we could jam up, take Chris out of the game, deny some entry passes to Chris, you know, in that regard. And even Abe's shooting has gotten tremendously better as the year went on, but he still needs to set. You know, he's still not going to come off the screen and bury, you know, Gotsky and John Griffin will come off those screens and bury three, so you have to extend on them. So I honestly think that in the first half, I thought we played as good defense as we could have played because we really denied Chris the ball inside. We did a great job of stopping penetration, and we did a good job matching up on the three-point shooters.
All right, thanks, guys.
No one too close, but they're going here. My family, collective eyes. We're a Massachusetts family, so we know about the history, especially how it's coming across the island. It's all that great stuff. So we're pulling across.
Yeah.